This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com in a podcast reply to the ongoing thread titled Beliefs, which was started by How Much Is the Doggy? Well, I'd like to start out by saying that, like Benevolent Heretic, I sit here and I took several notes, and I'm looking them over right now, and I have no idea why I wrote this stuff down. However, after listening to her podcast, my God, she truly is my twin soul. I envy her husband. But let's get back into the subject of beliefs. One of the questions that was brought up by How Much Is a Doggy is, how can you make others believe you? And all I can say is, I can't. And by accepting that, it frees me up to not worry about it. I don't want to make other people believe me. It's not my place to make other people believe me. They're free to believe anything they want, just as I am. Such as the Bigfoot story. I've told it many times. Many times people do not believe I saw a Bigfoot. They don't believe in Bigfoot. That's not my problem. You know, I believe because I saw. And that's enough for me. I respect their right to not believe. The way I look at it is, it's, you know, they don't exactly have a Bigfoot in custody yet, or anything like that, or even any really convincing video. And if someone is willing to believe in Bigfoot simply because I told them I saw one, then they have a problem. They, you know, that would be nuts. That would be nuts. You don't believe in something just because somebody else told you it. You go out and you find out on your own. You study, you learn. You weigh the evidence. And no, you do not believe something just because some person said, hey, guess what I saw? Okay. Moving right along. Do beliefs open your eyes or blind you? Ooh, that's a good question. And I think it depends on how you believe. If you believe in something blindly, then it has blinded you. If you believe in something with an open mind, then it opens whole new frontiers for you to explore and to seek information and knowledge and learning and growth. As an example, when I was a child, not a child, I was a teenager, 15, 16 years old, something like that, I had an episode of sleep paralysis where something came in the room. I could tell it had come in the room. I woke up, but I couldn't move. I looked at the clock. It was like 1 minute till three. And I could see, you know, I could move my eyes, but I couldn't move. And there was a dark shadow that was on the other side of my brother's bed, and it was moving around the room, moving around his bed, and it was coming towards me, and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't move. I couldn't scream. I couldn't do anything. And it came upon me, and then it just kind of put pressure on me, and it put its arms around, put its hands around my neck and began choking me. And it was just actually trying to kill me. And I was trying to jump up and scream. I was trying to do anything. I was trying to get this thing off of me because it was just honestly trying to do me under. And finally, after just, you know, I thought I was going to die, I jumped up in bed and screamed at the top of my lungs. I was screaming, no! Hell, I think I woke the neighbors up. But, okay, what I'm trying to get at. Scared the hell out of everybody in the house. Afterward, you know, I was sitting there in bed and I looked over and it was like 2 minutes after three. And for the longest time, I was totally convinced that something had come in that room and tried to kill me that night. Some kind of demon, spiritual being, something had tried to kill me. And later, as I learned about sleep paralysis, it's also known as waking paralysis, I realized it's very common. It happens to many, many people. And it's not something that was aimed specifically at me. I mean, it's a common event, which it doesn't take away this fear factor of it, of what happened, but it doesn't necessarily mean it was something that was otherworldly. It is so common that it almost appears to be something that's hardwired into our brain. They say it is because that when you are in REM sleep, when you're dreaming, your brain disengages from your body to keep you from acting out the dreams. And waking paralysis occurs when you're starting to wake up, but the brain ain't totally reconnected yet, and so you get, your body is paralyzed, even though your mind is awake, and it causes, you know, the choking sensations, it causes the pressure on the chest, it causes the hallucination that there's someone in the room with you, or something in the room with you. And so, that, you know, eventually I learned that this wasn't, you know, real. I had an open mind, even though as a young person I thought something had tried to kill me, my mind was open enough that once I learned about this, I realized that was what had happened, and I wasn't that, you know, shocked about it anymore. We better move right on. Moving along. The fairy tales, Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy. Okay, so you burn your kids. Guilty of the same thing. We would be driving down the road to visit their grandparents. To visit their grandparents, we had to go by a nuclear power plant, which always had these huge white clouds of steam coming out of it. And I had my kids confess it was a cloud maker. There's the cloud machine, kids! I didn't want to tell them it's a nuclear power plant. They believed it was a cloud machine. But we all go through it. But imagine being the one child that didn't believe in Santa Claus. When all the other kids got Santa Claus, when all the other kids got the Tooth Fairy, when all the other kids got the fantasies from Easter bunnies to whatever. Imagine you were the kid that didn't get that. That you were the kid that got the Grinch as a parent. That didn't let your imagination run wild. That didn't have you sitting up at night dreaming of the goodies. No. I provided those things to my children. I will provide them to my grandchildren if my children will let them. I found out yesterday I'm going to be a grandfather. First time. First grandbaby. My oldest daughter, she's 24, married, lives about 30 minutes away from me. She called me last night. She's pregnant. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm going to be a granddaddy. Oh, do we create our own reality? Why the hell did I write that down? Do we create our own reality? Yes, we create our own reality. Okay? But so does everybody else. And that does not mean other people's realities won't crash into yours. You know, in my reality, It's just like the skeptical overlord said. It's zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. You know, and the sun's shining, and it's really a good world. I go in every day and tell everybody, hey, it's a beautiful world and everything. That doesn't mean other people's realities won't crash into mine. That doesn't mean, you know, people don't get sick and rain on my parade. You know, I'm walking through there and, let's see, what was in January, my son, he created his own reality, and he ended up in the hospital. for over a week, almost died. They had to remove part of his lung. That was his reality. And he crashed into mine. And yes, we create our own reality, but so does everyone else. And their reality will affect ours, whether we like it or not. I mean, I would love to be in a state of mind I try to maintain all the time. But that doesn't mean the other people who have their own little realities going aren't going to come along and just be all crappy and... Okay, yes, we create our own realities, but other people can't interfere with it. Beliefs versus opinions. Why did I write that down? I guess a belief is something you hold dear. I believe I saw Bigfoot. Because, well, actually, I did see Bigfoot. That's why I believed it. An opinion, my opinion is that there are UFOs because too many people report them. But for me, my opinion is based on the exemplary evidence, the things that are around. I have an opinion that there are UFOs, although I have never seen one myself. My opinion is based on the evidence presented before me, and, you know, now getting into what those UFOs are a whole different subject, but I believe there are UFOs. I mean, I have an opinion that there are UFOs. As to whether or not that's a belief, I don't know, because I've never seen a UFO. I've seen a Bigfoot. I believe Bigfoot. Yes, sir, Bob, that sucker's real. But as far as UFOs, that's just an opinion of mine that they exist, because I've never seen one myself. It's a belief about Bigfoot because I've seen one. It's an opinion about UFOs because it's based on the evidence that's been placed around me. Okay. I'm starting to ramble. What else was I going to talk about? Okay. I guess that's enough for right now. Where are we? We're about, my God, we're 12 and a half minutes into this. Okay, this is Mr. Whoopi, signing off from ATS. Love and light, my friends.